Hey, I'm Scott Hansman. It's Azure Friday. We're talking with Pranav Rastogi about advanced Azure Web Jobs features.
Yes.
Pretty cool stuff. So we're in the SDK. We saw in previous videos how you can have an Azure Web Job that's just a script or a batch file.
Or a PowerShell or Python, like
whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
But in this case here, it's almost like we're going to do what I think of as ASP.NET model binding.
Exactly. Something similar to that. So what you just showed you over here is this is a function read from queue, which is listening on any new messages on this queue called scale queue. And as soon as any new message comes, it's gonna the SDK is going to trigger this function.
And if I may, let's take a look at this function and just put it like this. You have a function called read from queue that takes a string, and we've got an attribute, a C-sharp attribute, a .NET attribute.
Yes.
That's the attribute's not on the function, it's not on the class, it's on the
parameter of this particular function.
And that, so you're going to invoke that, you, the web job host, are going to invoke read from queue.
Exactly.
And magic is going to cause string message to become populated.
Yes.
Is it magic?
Well, no. It's the web jobs SDK. So what Scott just mentioned was these two lines where we're newing up the host, and host is, job host is the one that's listening for, hey, I have this function called read from queue. It's listening on this queue called scale queue. And as soon as any new message comes, it's going to pick up the message, serialize it as string, and populate the message object. So this is just basic, hey, I put a message, a string message on a queue, and I'll read it out and call this function with this message.
But then I could put other attributes on top of that to say that that's coming from somewhere else?
Yes. So you can have queues, you can have blobs, and you can have tables. And so far, like we've going further down the pipeline, we're looking at, say, you want to use service bus queues as well. Or maybe we open this whole model of you have a type that you want to basically pick up messages from, and maybe like file watchers, for example.
Very cool.
So that's basically what's going to happen. So what this function tells you is like, hey, I saw a message on this queue called scale queue, and this message is like string, like hello world. So let me just model bind this message to this type called string.
Okay.
But what basically what happens for a lot of these cases also is that let's say you have, you're doing some sort of image processing where you're reading from streams or you're reading from file system and then you're converting it to stream or a byte array and stuff.
Right, but ultimately bytes are being being processed.
Exactly.
You know, an array of bytes is being processed. You've got an input array of bytes and an output.
Right.
But you want to kind of think about that at a higher level.
Yes, yes. And then a classical example of this is, and I love this example, is basically because it...
Squish newly uploaded PNGs.
Somebody wrote a blog post about it.
Yeah, I wonder who.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So what this function shows you is basically, this is a squish-it function, and it operates on streams, basically. Mm-hmm. And now you want to run the same function in Azure where you want to use blobs as a storage mechanism.
And streams are .NET thing.
Streams
are
.NET,
thing.
Like, you know, what
stream
we call
is a byte
BCLs,
array.
BCL,
BCL,
basically.
The base class library. So just to make sure people understand, streams aren't an Azure concept. It's the .NET equivalent of an array of bytes.
Exactly. And our whole goal is sort of made it easier for this function to run in Azure and start using like blob storage as a persistence mechanism.
Gotcha.
So what we did was we have added the Web Jobs SDK. We showed you how to sort of read from queues and, you know, bind to strings.
Okay.
And in this example, what we are doing is we are using this attribute called blob input. So in this case, we are listening on blobs.
And then an Azure concept.
Which is an Azure concept.
There we go.
And we are binding, let's say, a blob image. So you have foo.jpg. And we are binding the contents of the blob image to stream.
Ah.
So you know how to do stream, you know how to operate on streams or input arrays or text readers or text writers. Mm-hmm. And the Web Jobs SDK basically adds the triggers and bindings and lets you run the same code that you were running locally using streams and file system and now running in Azure using blob storage, and you can scale your web jobs based on like Azure websites as well.
This is really important because I think that someone could write a console app that used the Azure SDK to go and read physically on purpose from blob storage.
Yes.
But this kind of is an inversion of control. Like dependency injection, isn't
it? Sure, yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely. That's actually that's a good way of putting it. Like,
rather than me going and having a dependency on the blobs, which would mean I couldn't test it locally very easily.
And then force it on you.
And force it on me. Here, we're going to inject the blobs in, right, effectively.
And a good point about this is the whole code is also unit testable. Like, there's nothing that sort of you cannot abstract. Like, blob input and output are just basically attributes, and streams are streams.
Like, nice.
These are like .NET BCL types itself. So this is all great. I mean, so we have now support for, you know, I can bind to simple strings. I can bind from blobs to sort of streams, text readers, text writers as well. But I can also do some sort of advanced binding as well.
So stream's pretty low level.
Stream's pretty low level. You have access to the stream. But let's say I wanted to have my own custom binding over here. Like, I have this, my favorite image helper class that I know I love it. It knows I can sort of do resizing with it. I can add watermarks. I can do sort of a lot of transitions and manipulations around it. So I can basically...
But Azure doesn't know about your image class.
My Azure doesn't know about my image class.
I see.
But Azure knows about blobs, and Azure knows about queues as well. So this is the same example. Like, you know, I have my watermark image. Mm-hmm. I'm listening on this blob.
Right.
And I'm binding to web image, which is my own custom class.
This is something you did. This is not a .NET thing. This is you.
This is me. This is me.
Okay.
And so let's look at the definition of this web image.
Okay.
So I have registered a web image binder, and this is a whole WebJobs SDK concept where you can register custom binders.
Okay. Similar to we're doing a model binding.
So you have, you know, basic model binders for strings, your custom POCO types, but you want advanced model bindings for like inherited classes and stuff, then you can plug in your own custom model binders. So the same concept over here.
All right. So web image binder is an iCloud blob stream binder.
Right.
Oh, of type web image. That's your helper class.
That's my helper class.
Okay.
And what I'm doing over here is basically I'm reading the contents of the blob and I'm streaming it back to the web image class and creating an object out of it so that I can use this web image class in my own application itself.
Does it always take a stream? Because it is an iCloud blob stream binder, right?
Mm-hmm. Because it's an iCloud blob stream binder, that's why it takes in a stream.
That makes sense. So then I can see just by looking at this, if I wanted to do a PDF binder.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It would be 5 minutes. I mean, is there anything else below this, or is that basically it?
That's basically it.
Yeah, so I could make a PDF binder or a Word document binder and then manipulate it on the server side. So I could have something that would add watermarks to Word documents.
Oh yeah.
Or PDFs or any binary file, and I could use my own classes.
Yeah, and a great extension, now that I think about it, is like CSV readers. Like, you can write your own CSV binder as well.
CSV?
Yeah.
You think that the promise of the cloud is to allow us to process comma-separated values?
Yes. Absolutely.
To the cloud.
To the cloud. So that's an example of, you know, how can you plug in your own custom binders as well. And sort of to take it a step further as well, like, you know, what we're trying to do with the SDK is we're providing you with this sort of base level framework of getting started and making it easier for you to use blobs, queues.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are giving you very advanced capability as well. Let's say if you wanted to bind to custom cloud storage types.
Oh, by the way, how does Azure know about web image model, my model binder? Did I have to register it? Or did it just figure it out because it was in the same class?
You didn't have to register it. Like, the SDK looks for this web image, and there's already a web image binder registered in the system.
So is it the name?
It's the name.
So it's type and then the word binder.
Yes. That's nice. Also a nice convention that we sort of just discovered.
Oh, one less configuration to worry about.
One less configuration to worry about, exactly.
So what was the next thing?
So the next thing I was going to show you basically was, you know, for all these bindings, we also give you the capability of binding to raw cloud storage SDK types itself. So what I've shown you so far is a great examples of, you know, I want to bind to streams, I want to bind to my custom web image binder so that I can have better image processing. But in a lot of these cases, I don't want to have access to streams, but I want access to the raw blob image itself, the blob content. So I want to do some sort of queries around, let's say, what are the attributes of the blob.
Oh, I see. So
not necessarily on the contents.
You don't want the access to the byte array, you want the access to the envelope.
Yes. The metadata of a particular blob content itself. So you have that capability as well. Hmm. So it's a nice curve where you start off really simple. If you care about, like, you know, image processing, I want to move this code up from my local machine to the cloud, like use blob image, use text stream, readers, writers, use web image. If you want to drop down and like look at the envelope and see what's happening with the blob message, then you can also bind to Cloud Blob itself.
And add additional metadata, look at dates and times and size and all that kind of stuff.
Whatever you want to do. Like.
Very cool. Hey, we're doing Advanced Web Jobs. It's Azure Friday. Thank you.